Good morning, everyone. You're listening to the World Teacher Program for Share International New Zealand on Planet FM 104.6. Each Friday morning, we bring you information from the teachers of the Ageless Wisdom. The purpose of our program is to introduce Maitreya, the world teacher for the Age of Aquarius. Maitreya does not come alone. He brings with him the Masters of Wisdom, a group of highly evolved teachers who work in many fields and teach us the art of living, how to work in right relationship with each other. With their inspiration, we can transform our civilization, creating justice and peace, and use the technological advances available to us. The information we present is taken from the writings of Benjamin Krem, a disciple of a Master of Wisdom, and also from teachers of the Ageless Wisdom. We include teachings from many schools of thought to demonstrate how they are working out in the world. Our articles are often inspiring. We hope to inform the public of actions taken around the globe to improve conditions for us all and to find means of addressing some of our most pressing problems.
Good morning, everyone. Today we have excerpts of teachings from Maitreya and a Master of Wisdom. They are taken from the book Maitreya's Teachings, The Laws of Life, and from Share International magazine, December 2017. Between 1988 and 1992, Share International published articles based on interviews with an associate of Maitreya. Press releases containing highlights of these articles were distributed regularly to the media worldwide. The press releases had several purposes: to give information, in particular, to illuminate for humanity the working of the law of cause and effect. Humanity as a whole does not recognize its complicity in the events that happen in the world, even to the extent of the changes in the world's weather patterns. Another purpose is to illuminate for humanity in relation to political and economic events, the degree to which people themselves influence these events, for good or ill. If you are constructive and creative, it will be for the good. If you are destructive or divisive, as is often the case, separative, then you reap this karmic reaction, what you have sown. Maitreya is teaching about this law. Another important reason for these press releases was simply to draw attention to Maitreya, to the fact that he is here. The forecasts given over a very large range of subjects are so pertinent and so accurate as a totality that they have drawn from the media and from influential people in the world a degree of interest which would not otherwise be there.
And here now are some examples of these quotes from Maitreya's associate. And this is on the theme of cause and effect, understanding energies. Violent human actions disturb the Earth's balance. On the 12th of July 1993, Maitreya's associate sent a letter to American President Bill Clinton. In the last paragraph, referring to Yugoslavia, Maitreya's associate pointed out that the forces which had been triggered and unleashed upon humanity, imposing murderous sufferings, will now reverberate in terms of major earthquakes and disastrous floodings and aerodynamic failures. Let your generals and scientists now watch and analyze the happening. Shortly afterwards, there were floods in several parts of the world, among other natural disturbances. The event which the West focused on was the disastrous flood when the Mississippi River burst its banks. The associate offered the information that Maitreya enabled a small group of people to experience these events vividly, as if they were there, in advance of the physical occurrence.
Maitreya's associate and a few others have written to a number of political leaders in a variety of countries, detailing these trends and events. The letters refer to Maitreya as the world teacher, and more generally try to develop a wider understanding of the laws of cause and effect, thus linking the violence of events such as those in Yugoslavia and elsewhere to subsequent natural disasters which can and do affect people not directly involved, but who nevertheless have to endure the consequences of a disturbed planet. Knowing these laws enables Maitreya to foresee the events of the causes we ourselves have set in motion.
Maitreya's communications, whether directly to groups around the world or indirectly through those who willingly assist him, are designed to raise awareness of that for which we are ourselves responsible. A growing understanding of these laws will in itself lead to strengthened collective preventative action on the part of peoples and governments. In another quote here is, cause and effect can be understood as a major expression of spiritual law. It is illuminating to the extent that we identify causes and their effects correctly. It is important here to train oneself to perceive patterns. When a civilian airliner is shot down, it will be found that for no obvious reason, one or two planes are lost. This constitutes a pattern. To understand that we live in a world of cause and effect creates self-awareness.
And now another quote entitled The Oil Rig Explosion. There is a connection between the Iranian civilian plane shot down over the Gulf and the Piper Alpha oil rig explosion in the North Sea on 7 July. Responsibility for the slaughter of innocent people cannot be laid at the feet of the masses. It lies firmly in the hands of politicians, not just those who decide to wage war, but also those who supply weapons. Here, the law of cause and effect must be understood more clearly. The supplier of weapons generates causes whose effects eventually rebound on him. The oil rig explosion was itself an effect. Maitreya asks, why take sides when innocent people die? And on to another quote, we do not understand as yet the results on the physical plane of our own destructive thoughts. The collective destructive thoughts of many, such as those generated during wars, actually become massive, energized thought formations. These are causes. The explosions are the inevitable effects.
And some more quotes. Firstly, Maitreya is not a prophet of doom. Rather, man must take responsibility for his own thoughts, words and deeds. Thus, he grows spiritually. And the next one is regarding the Middle East, the war that was on at that time. Forcing soldiers onto the battlefields and killing thousands of people creates devastating effects which can be measured mentally and spiritually. The atmosphere of the planet is affected in ways which are not well understood at present. Violent deaths affect those still living in a variety of ways. There is a corresponding increase, according to Maitreya, in motiveless murders and other violent acts. The coming peace between Iran and Iraq, the outcome of important changes, is therefore significant. And one about Saudi Arabia and Great Britain. They signed a major weapons deal on 3rd July 1988. And once again, causes are being generated by a supplier and purchaser. Maitreya asks, against whom is Saudi Arabia defending itself? Oil revenues are being used to purchase weapons. One effect is that the oil wells will be depleted. Something will happen which will dry them up. A new source of energy will be found and harnessed, such that the economics of oil will be profoundly altered.
And further information on the Saudi Arabia situation at that time. The King of Saudi Arabia is having second thoughts about the arms deal he recently concluded with Britain. According to Maitreya, oil is for prosperity, the good of the people. It is evil to use God's gifts to destroy one another. Information contained in these articles is also communicated via people working in India, Africa, the Middle East, etc. Therefore, Middle Eastern monarchs also receive information and guidance and are aware of the reality of spiritual law. It is possible the king may cancel the arms deal. And a further quote, if bounty is misused, that is, the wealth from oil, the oil will no longer flow. The recent weapons deal Saudi Arabia signed with the UK represents an imbalance. This cause will generate its inevitable effects. If you misuse that which is relative, it will exhaust itself.
So those, again, were quotes from the book Maitreya's Teachings, The Laws of Life. And you can find information about that and other books on the Share International website, share-international.org. Now for quotes from the December 2017 issue of Share International magazine, titled Synthesis, a Compilation. And we present here a selection of quotations on this theme. They're taken from, again, from books, messages from Maitreya the Christ, and the book Maitreya's Teachings, The Laws of Life, and also from a book titled A Master Speaks, and from Share International magazine. The first quote is, "The new energies of Aquarius, mounting daily in potency, are already making their presence felt and lie behind the changes in every sphere which are now occurring on a global scale. These changes must and will reflect the quality, the inner nature of the Aquarian energy, namely synthesis. These energies of synthesis, fusing and blending the different strands of our multifaceted life, have the task of bringing humanity to an awareness of its oneness, an appreciation of its part in the great plan, and an ability to manifest that plan in right relationship on the physical plane.
The first steps are being taken now as the nation wrestles with the problems of a dying economic structure and changing political affiliations. The early signs of a new global consciousness can be seen as men realize the need for cooperation in dealing with their environmental problems." And that was from The New Age is Upon Us, from Benjamin Krem's master. To continue, a great avatar, the avatar of synthesis, has been invoked by hierarchy. Standing behind and working through the Christ, the energy of this being works through hierarchy as a group and humanity as a group. It works through the United Nations Assembly as a group, not through the Security Council, whose members have a veto and work against group expression in the United Nations. The energy of the avatar, a synthesizing, fusing, blending energy, flows through the United Nations Assembly, blending eventually the nations of the world into one serving unity. They will then serve the world as a whole instead of their own separate national interests as they do now.
The group through whom it most potently works is the new group of world servers. They are the link between hierarchy and humanity because they have a foot in both camps. They are, all of them, disciples. They will have taken the first and perhaps the second, some of them the third and a few the fourth initiation. They are world servers. They are not necessarily the esotericists of the world, but are in every single human department. In every field they are giving expression to their sense of humanity's needs in this time of transition. They are the hope of the world. Through them the new civilization will be built. That quote was from the book Maitreya's Mission, Volume 1 by Benjamin Krem. This next quote is from Maitreya. "I am happy to be able to speak to you once more and to tell you that I come to take you with me into the new country, the country of love, the country of trust, of beauty and freedom. I shall take you there if you can follow me, accept me, let me lead and guide. And if this be so, together we shall build a new world, a world in which men can live without fear, without mistrust, without division, sharing together the earth's bounty, knowing together the bliss of union with our source."
The synthesis of ideas underlying our multifarious presentation springs from our sense of the unity of all things, from our constant awareness of the whole and of the indivisibility of that reality. When men share this experience, all things will become possible. When men see the Christ and his disciples, the masters of wisdom, they will come to understand how needed are the many presentations of truth. For they will come to realize how old is man, how varied his experience and expectations down the ages, and how different are the ways in which men absorb ideas. They will come to grasp, too, something of the inherent unity behind the outer diversity. And that was from Benjamin Krem's master, entitled The Need for Synthesis.
This next quote is from the book by Benjamin Krem, Maitreya's Mission, Volume 1. "The goal for humanity in this coming age is the creation of group consciousness, the sense of being integral parts of a whole. The new energies entering this planet from the constellation Aquarius work in this direction. Their intrinsic quality is synthesis and universality. We are about to witness profound changes in all our institutions and structures, political and economic, religious and social, scientific, educational and cultural. These changes will take place as humanity grasps, stage by stage, its essential oneness and adopts the measures necessary to implement that oneness. Another quote from Maitreya. I seek to place before you the chance to grow in service, to lift yourselves upward into a new light, into a new responsibility. And when I call, I shall expect you. Many there are now who are doing this work for me yet know me not, nor know that I am here. It has always been so, for many work better in the shade. But you, my friends, have the opportunity for full and conscious service. Seize it then and begin now. Take part in a great plan which is changing the world, which is drawing together all men and all nations, which is showing the way into the future and back to God.
The essential quality of Aquarius is synthesis, a quality rarely seen in today's life on Earth. However, in gathering momentum, the quality of synthesis will gradually replace in all departments of life the fragmentation and disharmony of today. Men will come to understand the meaning of unity and to recognize that they are brothers and sisters of one family journeying together on a voyage of discovery. And that was from Benjamin Krem's master from the piece entitled Man's Emerging Divinity. You can already see the effect of the energy of synthesis if you look at almost anything in life, certainly education. Synthesis has to do with relationships. For instance, the relationship of ideas. Through philosophical investigation, you can broaden the consciousness until what seemed the most distant can be seen as standing side by side, not only complementing and completing each other, but throwing light on each other. It is this ability to synthesize that inevitably broadens the consciousness of humanity and makes correct human relationships possible. And that is from The Gathering of the Forces of Light by Benjamin Krem.
Here's a quote from Maitreya. When you see me, you will know, my friends, that the new time indeed has begun. The time of building the new signposts to the future. The time to establish among all peoples correct relationship and trust. To advance together in harmony and sharing, lighting a path for those who will follow. And a quote from Benjamin Krem's master's article titled Prelude to Change. The old outworn structures are losing their stability and coherence, thus clearing the ground for the construction of the new age forms. These new forms must embrace the ideals and aspirations of all men for a more just world, a world no longer torn and divided into rich and poor, powerful and weak. They must, above all, embrace the idea of a synthesis, the inner spiritual intention of the Aquarian dispensation. When Maitreya emerges into full public work, he will lay the foundations of these new approaches to living. He will emphasize men's oneness and the need for sharing justice and freedom as the only guarantee of peace. He will call on all men to forgive and to forget the wrongs of the past. He will sound the clarion call to work together for the good of all.
Humanity will come into the total understanding that we are one group called humanity, that there is nothing separate in the whole of cosmos, that everything relates to everything else, that the laws that connect humanity are the laws built out of the non-existence of cleavage of any kind throughout cosmos. We will grow with the impact of the energies of synthesis, streaming to us from Aquarius into the sense of being fused and blended together. That is the essence of the energies of Aquarius. The energies do not work through individuals. Individuality will not disappear, but will be placed at the service of the group. That is from The Gathering of the Forces of Light by Benjamin Krem.
That's all for today. Thank you very much for listening. If you have any queries or would like further info, you can write to us at Box 34491 Birkenhead, Auckland, or check out the website share-international.org. Love and blessings to you all.